eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase of 16 weeks, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin. And most of those people maintained skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
What's up, everyone? Julie Stewart Binks here, along with former NHL player Nate Thompson.
We're doing a new podcast together. Here we go.
The name? Energy Line with Nate and JSB.
Each week we'll get together and talk about hockey, life, all topics are fair game, right?
Exactly. And you'll never know who will drop by to join us.
Julie is pretty well connected. She has text threads going that you wouldn't believe.
Listen to Energy Line with Nate and JSB on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Mel Reid, LPGA Tour winner and six-time Ladies European Tour winner.
And Kira K. Dixon, NBC Sports reporter and host.
And we've got a new podcast, Quiet Please, with Mel.
And Kira, we are bringing you spicy takes on sports and pop culture, some interviews with incredible people who have figured out how to make golf their superpower.
An iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment. You can find us on iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by Elf Beauty, founding partner of iHeart Women's Sports.
Ever wonder what it would be like to be mentored by today's top business leaders? My podcast, This Is Working, can help with that. Here's advice from Google CMO Lorraine Tuhill on how to treat AI like a partner.
I see AI as an incredible co-pilot. You may use different tools or toys to get the work done, but AI is just the latest flavor of that. You're still the judge of what good looks like.
I'm Dan Roth, LinkedIn's editor-in-chief. On my podcast, This Is Working, leaders share strategies for success. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM channel 158. It's Gil Alexander, it's Kelly Bidlin, still to come this hour. Jason Weingarten from Under a Cloud of Smoke. Zach Cohen with a rare Wednesday appearance.
Yeah, had to do a little three-card Monty with the with some of our Visa guests this week, yeah.
Shuffling. I have to say this, that last segment, once this happened, my brain was scrambled.
About sunny, can't you see the pitches you throw, hypnotize teams. Uh-huh. And I just love your strikeout rate. I guess I'm going to bet on you and going to get paid. Boom.
Boom, he adds at the end. I even missed that. Boom.
I missed the boom, too.
The thing about it was it went like two lines longer than I thought it would.
Well, that's what you and I have heard. I've heard that the start of it from him at least, what? I'm going to say three times last season, four times, something like that. Yeah. I might even be low. But I was dying because I've never heard him go that long. He keeps adding lines.
Teasers and Parlay says on Twitter, says, you know, it's baseball season when you have base winner dropping rhymes and giving out the money line parlays. The other part of that, the money line parlays part, you brought this up off air, and I'm pumped about this as well. I love that he pushed back on it, right? Mm-hmm. I love that he's like, oh, no, I got the numbers to tell you why it's good.
Yeah.
And I think what this is what I, you know, when I had the discussion with Fezzik, this is what I also threw in this. If you have an edge in a sport, right? If you truly are good at a sport, historically, I'm not going to tell you not to do it. He has tremendous success doing it in baseball. I have had the most monster days of my life doing it in tennis. You're aware of some of those numbers.
Betting parlays, you're talking specifically.
Yes, money line parlays. But only specifically that. Like, I would never do it in football. You might want to. I don't. Because I know where the cookie crumbles and where it does not. It's a terrible use of that metaphor, but that's what I'm saying.
Also, I think the biggest part of this, because we have seen a parlay, I don't even know what you want to call it, epidemic or whatever across the country, 50% of FanDuel's handle coming off of parlays. You're talking about a two-leg parlay.
Yep.
For 90 plus percent of what you're discussing right now, you're talking about two legs.
Yes.
Not four, not five, not seven, not nine, two.
It's like LeBron and Wade here.
Yeah.
By the way, Fezzik texts in. We get texts as well. Fezzik texts. He goes, if you're a winning bettor, parlays have a much higher ROI. It's like investing when your stocks are going up. Leverage is everything. But when people hear that, right, this is the cautionary part. When people hear that, that makes them, oh, parlays are good. Nope.
Right.
You just have to be honest with what your strength is, if you even have that strength. That's it. That's all they were saying.
Plus, for us, big fire and knockaround guys, it's a good way to circumvent limits the night before. You know,
now remember, if they're correlated, if you can circumvent limits, or if you can just take the book off the scent, those are the other reasons. Lou Finicaro, sweet Lou, Gambaloo, he texted in. Lou was upset with something I said. Not upset, but he disagrees with something I said during the first segment. Where he thinks he disagrees, but I don't think we disagree. He says, "Why would the Giants have to disclose to Jameis who they're signing at any position, Gil? They signed him already. He agreed. He's on their team, and they do what they got to do. It's business." I don't disagree with that, Lou, at all. However, if you're really being above board about it, you might mention it. Just suggesting that.
No, I guess it's just, of course they don't have to.
Of course they don't
have to.
Of course it is funny.
Like,
let's not act like it's not funny, even though you don't have to.
Right. Would they lie, though? What if Jameis specifically asked? That's the better one.
Hey, just curious, might you sign any quarterback that rhymes with Bustle Bilson after me? Now, if he had asked that, and they had lied, that's a whole other level.
And plus, Lou, Jameis is just a really, really great guy, okay? I think. Kelly thinks. Probably not. Maybe. Who knows?
You said that with a tone of, yeah, Lou.
So I would like him to be made aware of these things ahead of time.
That's true. Kelly.
Or I want to be made aware of these things. I was so excited to watch the Jameis Giants this year.
Dr. Derek places, the uh-huh was just something a grown man should never say on air. LOL. Did that base winner say uh-huh?
I don't know. It's probably me.
Oh, or maybe me. I don't know. Ladies and gentlemen, I think it's time to go country clubbing.
How am I even supposed to get excited about this open after Borger just dropping rhymes on us?
That's a good point. It's a very good point.
It's the least excited I've ever been for the country clubbing open.
Hold on. What's this part?
Oh, yeah, it goes. Hey, when Rob Moreno cuts opens, Gil, he doesn't half-ass it, okay? It extends for like 3 minutes. I don't know why, but it does.
We should get to the point when we play this. Okay, guys.
I'm going to tell you, it goes on for like three minutes.
We should get to the point where we like dim the lights and like glow sticks and everything.
We think we need to step it up a little more? Get some black lights in here.
I didn't realize it was that awesome as it continued. Country Clubbing, we talked a little tennis earlier. Let's go, Iga. But we do have the Houston Open, the second-to-last tournament before the Masters. And it is it's top-heavy in terms of Scottie Scheffler and Rory being at the top of the board. Then it sort of drops off a cliff to everybody else. How are you betting this?
Yeah, it's, from just an odd standpoint, kind of wild. We talked about this on Long Shots yesterday. By the way, out now. Wherever you get your podcasts, YouTube, VEASAN YouTube, check it out.
Not promoted enough.
We brought this, Matt and Wes brought this up yesterday. I think when I first looked at the board, didn't immediately click in my head like this, but man, I don't remember the last tournament where we've seen, okay, Scottie Scheffler, +350, Rory McIlroy, +650, and then all the way to 28-1.
Yeah.
You know, not a guy in the teens somewhere, not a guy in the low 20s or something like that. You're talking all the way out to 28-1 with Aaron Rye. You got Wyndham Clark, Tony Finau, 30-1, everybody else 35-1 or longer. So
ergo the use of the term falls off a cliff.
Right. Yes. Yeah. I mean, no, you hit it dead on. It's I don't remember, honestly, Gil, the last time you've seen an odds board like this. So pretty fascinating from that standpoint. You got Scottie Scheffler in Texas, so makes sense. He's the short shot. We've seen Rory money coming in, Gil, which I think makes a lot of sense. You know me, I'm not the biggest Rory McIlroy guy on the planet. He has been the best golfer on the planet so far this season, and in playing incredible at a course that demands distance off the tee, and you can free swing. I love this time of year because all the courses in Florida play pretty differently week to week, but the past 2 weeks, we've talked about tournaments where you're going to be forced to club down on certain holes. Now, we in Houston, take out the big dog and let it fly. Grip it and rip it, Gil. There's going to be a lot of that this week.
Because that is the big question. Again, for those of us who are not as immersed in golf as you guys are on long shots. Okay, golf ain't tennis. Just talk about the country club in sports, right? Tennis, you can pretty much count on. Sure,
the court not changing?
The court not changing, you know, service to service, but generally speaking, court not changing compared to golf. And also that there's not going to, you know, the nature of golf is such that should any two players, as great as Scheffler is, and I'm the one who famously said maybe we should bet him in every tournament, right? As great as Rory is playing, in any golf tournament, should any two players, as great as they are, be that much more favored over the field? That's the macro question of a tournament like this. And what I'm hearing from you is, kind of.
In this field, yes, kind of. I think when we talk about win equity and what it looks like on the board, I'm not. The only thing I would say is a little odd of these odds to me with when it comes to Scheffler and Rory is that they're not closer together. I expected Scheffler to be a little longer and Rory to be a little shorter just because of how they've performed to start the year. That's not to say there's been way too much overreaction to like Scottie Scheffler's slow start. It's like top 28 or better at every tournament. He's still awesome. Newsflash. But Rory has been great. I did expect him to be a little shorter. I think if you shop around, look, there was a Caesars boost here in town that had Rory out to 8-1. He's never played here before. I got close, though, Gil. 8-1 on a course that was his skill set, I think, is going to work pretty well. I don't hate that bet at all. I didn't end up actually betting that, though. This is an interesting track. Par 70, but one of the longest ones on tour. So, again, it's going to be lower scores. You're not going to see 20 under, Gil. We're going to see 12, 13 under, something like that be the winning score here. Very fascinating tournament, though, and this is what I was talking about. We change these tracks every week because you are, when we talk about stats that matter in betting golf, approach is usually the most dominant statistic in the different approach stats, and that is usually guys with iron second shot into the green. We're looking for guys that can put it close to the pin, give them the best chance at making a birdie putt and going low on the scorecard. At this tournament, it is one of the few on the PGA Tour where you dial back approach numbers this week. Approach is always up there in importance. It's never going to be not important, but what you do off the tee here and what you do around the greens and on the greens here at Memorial Park matter more than what you do with your iron play. So keep that in mind if you are doing your own handicapping at home this week. You had over 27% last year's strokes gained came from around the greens. These greens have a lot of runoff areas. They're heavy undulations once you get onto them. So you want to be looking at good short game players. And a lot of the guys that I did look at this week have that in common. For outrights for me this week, I went long. I'll probably be looking to possibly add a Rory or a Scheffler in tournament. But, you know, as many times as we say that, you don't often get the great opportunity to do that. So taking a couple, I'm going to start with a couple little more gut plays for me here, Gil. Minwoo Lee and Jake Knapp. 35-1 on Minwoo Lee. Jake Knapp is 80-1. These guys, both of them, some similar skill sets, but great off the tee. Minwoo Lee is a great short game player. Where his one deficiency is with his approach game. That is not expected to hurt him as much at a track like this. So really like Minwoo Lee, played an outright on him this week. Jake Knapp, we've seen him struggle off the tee. That's where he's usually good at, though. His approach game's been awesome recently. So 80-1 was a longer number, played an outright on him. And then for the weaker back end of the field, I've bet this guy a bunch this year. Alex Smalley at 60-1. I'm going back to long off the tee. He can use that driver this week as a threat. I played him top 20, top 40 as well. Really like him this week. And then two other top 20 bets. Back to Michael Kim. He's had one bad round in the past 7 weeks. Davis Thompson, top 20. And then one tournament matchup so far, Kevin Yu over Harry Hall.
Byron.
Yeah.
Kelly Bidlin. Again, all the golf insights on Long Shots with Matt and Wes as well. Coming back with Zach Cohen, Sweet 16.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss.
After an initial dosing phase of 16 weeks, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin. And most of those people maintained skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit Ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
It's Julie Stewart Banks. I'm doing a new podcast from iHeart Podcasts and the National Hockey League, and I'm paired up with one of my favorite players, the always quotable Nate Thompson.
I wore 9 NHL sweaters, and I have story after story to share. And believe it or not, I have plenty to say, and not just about hockey.
Believe me, he does. Energy Line with Nate and JSB is the name of the podcast, and it's going to be, well, it's going to be quite the ride. We're officially line mates, Nate. We're the Energy Line.
We'll have plenty of folks join us, current players, some of my former teammates, Hall of Famers, and wait till you see some of the connections that Julie has. She has quite the Rolodex.
Okay, we'll lean into Nate's playing experience and tap into our interests away from hockey and try to do what Energy Lines are supposed to do, provide an emotional boost. How do you feel about all that, Nate?
I'm vibing, Julie. I'm ready to roll.
Listen to Energy Line with Nate and JSB on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On November 5th, 2018, at 6:33 a.m., a red Volkswagen Golf was found abandoned in a ditch out in Sleep Hole Valley. The driver's seat door was open. No traces of footsteps leaving the vehicle. No belongings were found, except for a cassette tape lodged in the player. On that tape were 10 vile... grotesque...
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Horrific stories that to this day have been kept restricted from the public. Until now. You feeling this too? A horror anthology podcast. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My name is Brendan Patrick Hughes, host of Divine Intervention. This is a story about radical nuns in combat boots and wild-haired priests trading blows with J. Edgar Hoover in a hell-bent effort to sabotage a war.
J. Edgar Hoover was furious. Somebody violated the FBI, and he wanted to bring the Catholic left to its knees.
The FBI went around to all their neighbors and said to them, "Do you think these people are good Americans?"
It's got heists, tragedy, a trial of the century, and the goddamnedest love story you've ever heard.
I picked up the phone, and my thought was, this is the most important phone call I'll ever make in my life.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, Brendan, it was divine intervention.
Listen to Divine Intervention on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Your bracket might be done, but the tournament is not. Neither are your chances to win. Become a VSiN Pro subscriber today for just $9.99 and turn tournament heartbreak into betting success with daily best bets for VSiN hosts and guests, exclusive betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, 24/7 video access on the VSiN Watch app, full VSiN.com access with expert analysis and betting systems, plus our March Mania betting guide, your game plan for profitable plays. Don't let a busted bracket keep you from winning, for God's sake. Sign up now at VSiN.com/subscribe for just $9.99 and let VSiN help you turn the madness into money. That's VSIN.com/subscribe. Oh, the hilarity behind the scenes here. Let me just read the tweets first. This is from Larry Matthews Jr. Speaking of parlays, Gambaloo, the aforementioned Lou Finocchiaro, who we love, nicest man in the world, is great, he says, at extracting early line value via two fighter parlays in UFC.
Yep.
Been a valuable lesson for me betting MMA. Shout out to Lou. Ben McGovern,
Can we give a shout out to Station Sportsbook for offering dime lines in baseball? Yes, we can, Ben. He says both Circa and South Point increase the vig on baseball bets. So Stations here in town, again, local shop.
Also, only one of two books we've discovered offering quarters for tennis, right?
Correct.
Shout out. They offer top fives, top tens, top 20s in golf. Stations has been awesome.
They have great tennis lines. Won't often on the futures give you a whole bunch to bet on in the long shots, but that's a different story. But yeah, I'm looking at how's their dime lines up to. Let's put it this way. A minus 150 favorite, I'm seeing at plus 138. So not quite dime, but as close to dime as you're getting, up to minus 150 in town. So shout out to them. 3JackH3131. The Country Club and Jam started to sound like the Darude Sandstrom Jam, which took me straight to College Bar Club, and which reminded me we're halfway through the work week and college basketball's on tomorrow, which reminded me I need to make a beer run.
Why did I get that tweet? It's a great tweet.
A lot of reminders there. You did get that tweet. I don't know what showed up. It's so funny. Like, stuff doesn't show up in the feed. Yeah. Jamie Leva, so glad the fine crew behind the glass caught the boom at the end of the bass winner rhyme. The verbal mic drop had me in stitches. Have a great day, gentlemen. Yes.
Great
shout
work.
Out to Rob Moreno.
And Darnell.
I don't really know
how the work was chopped up. But
I don't know what they do back there, but they got it.
Rob Moreno, I at least immediately recognized the hilariousness of it.
And the fact that he caught the boom. At the end.
The boom.
The other thing,
I missed the boom live.
The other thing, Chris Felica texted in. He goes, by the way, I never know which of these texts are supposed to be public or not. But Felica texted about your golf rant. He said, tell me more about ball striking. It's just, for those of us who are not as immersed in golf as the golf handicappers.
Cashmere Keith, baby.
You guys are all about the ball striking.
Cashmere Keith.
And then, can you tell that story that you just told off air? Is that allowed? You can tell that story,
No,
right?
I cannot.
You can't?
No, I cannot.
Oh, come on. It's so good. Anyway, sorry about that, guys. Didn't mean to tease something you wouldn't tell. Let's talk some college hoops. Let's talk some NBA. Zach Cohen, usually not with us on Wednesday, but Kelly had to do a little shuffle in. And we have Zach today. You can follow Zach at Betting on X. He comes to us courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. How you doing, Zach?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Doing very well. Any tennis plays today? On the business end of the Miami Open.
I have a few. I think we're oppo on one. I have Dimitrov against Cerundolo, who I have been backing the last few days. Looks awesome in Miami, but I just think Dimitrov also likes these conditions a lot, and I just think his serve is a little bit more reliable, so that was my reasoning there. Uh-oh. I also played Raducanu plus 1.5 sets against Pegula and sprinkled that money line as well. I just think that she's playing really well this week, and she has played Pegula tough in the past. They had a really close match in Cincinnati in 2022. Pegula lost to Raducanu last year in Eastbourne in 2024. So I just think it's going to be a really close match. And then the third one was Arthur Fies plus 1.5 sets against Zverev. And that was one that probably wouldn't have taken yesterday because she was cramping up 2 days ago, but he ended up, getting an extra day of rest because of the rain delays. Now I think that's a really good value playing against Zverev, who has been playing terrible tennis up until this tournament.
The Raducanu thing is kind of amazing. She won the U.S. Open famously as a quali. Never happened before, never happened since, out of nowhere. Then she kind of just went into the wilderness a little bit in tennis. Everybody wondering, will she ever reach that level again? And here, all of a sudden, she is just knocking out. She beat Navarro, first of all. Yep. And then she just destroyed Kessler in a walkover. And then she destroyed Anissa Mova. And you're like, whoa, where is this coming from? So we'll see.
It's the first time she's won 4 matches in a row since the U.S. Open.
There it is. It's amazing. Yeah. That's absolutely amazing. To the NBA, the big Warriors Heat, Jimmy Butler revenge game didn't really materialize. Butler ends up with 11 points. Steph did not play. Miami crushes the Warriors. But with Steph not playing, do we read anything into that at all?
No, I mean, I had the Heat plus 5.5, and I played the money line on that as well, but I did not know Steph was going to be out, so I definitely got lucky with the injury report there, although I do feel I deserve some injury report luck after the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, by the way, I love the contrast between, like, Jimmy Butler on the one hand saying, like, I'm not going to say anything to Pat Riley, and he better not say anything to me. Contrasted with the Warriors just dapping up Wiggins. They love him so much, winning a championship. Yeah. It's like all love, like the two different cultures, yeah.
Is he going to beat up Pat Riley like an old man? I don't understand what he was saying when he said that.
Well, remember there was that one huddle with the Heat where Butler was like going to beat up somebody in there as well. And like Spoelstra had to like separate. Oh, he threatened Spoelstra, right?
Yeah.
In a huddle once. Yeah. Anyway, Warriors, Would you? We had Drew on yesterday. He said the Warriors are the fourth best team in the NBA. Do you believe that?
I still can't get there with them. I just think that the offensive numbers are still kind of lacking a little bit. And I do think that they need to kind of play perfect games in order to just win close games. I think that we've seen over the last few weeks that they've been winning a lot, but they're not really winning by margin. I think that they're going to have trouble once they get into the playoffs, start playing teams that can really shoot the three. Obviously, Steph's the greatest shooter of all time, but other guys on that team are going to need to step up and help them.
Yeah, by the way, I misspoke. I shouldn't say the Warriors culture is better than the Heat culture. It's more of a Butler thing than anything. What did you land on in the NBA tonight?
I don't have much tonight. I played a parlay with the Pacers with an alternate line of +7.5 against the Lakers. I am excited for that game. I wanted a piece of Indiana, but I didn't know if I wanted to take it at 1.5. So I played it at an alternate, and I used the Suns as the other team in that +10.5 playing against the Celtics team that will very likely be without Jason Tatum. And Phoenix over the last 2 weeks has been great defensively, playing like a top 10 team in the league in defensive rating. Now that they have reinserted Ryan Dunn and Oso Iguodaro into the rotation, there's just a much different energy with this team, and they are playing without Bradley Beal, who I believe they're now 12-3 without when Kevin Durant and Devin Booker play without Beal, which is just insane for a $50 million player.
Zach, let's go to college hoops. The VEASAN bracket challenge. We obviously are part of the VEASAN group. You, like Kelly Bidlin, tied for 12th.
Oh, you're going to get smoked, son.
Striking distance from the promised land here again. Four picks. What is it? Four picks in the, what is it? Four in the Sweet 16? No. Yeah, four in the Sweet 16.
You got to do it today.
Two in the Elite Eight, one in the Final Four. Is that how we're doing this? I don't even remember anymore. Anyway, we have picks to make, in other words.
You're right, yeah.
I should probably look into it. Sweet 16, what is your favorite pick amongst the group?
Yeah, so I mean, I didn't get this bad of a number in the actual challenge that I did in real life. I took over 172.5 in Alabama BYU because I wrote that game up right when it became available. So I got the opening line on that. I never get the opening line, but I do think I would still take the over. I actually did play the over. I think it's 177 now in the challenge. I just think that we've seen all year when Alabama plays against top offenses, those games are very, very high scoring. They've played 10 games against top 10 offenses in adjusted offensive efficiency. Eight of those games have gone over, and the two that went under were also extremely high scoring games against Kentucky that I believe had an average total score of like 170.5. So, you know, those were the games that went under. I think that there's a really good chance we see a very high scoring game, maybe even the high 180s, low 190s. This BYU team can gun up threes, that can knock down threes, and Alabama plays at the fastest pace in college basketball.
Play at the fastest pace, highest average points in college basketball this year with 91 plus points a game for the Crimson Tide as Nate Oates tries to run it back this year. And, the window closes, I believe, after this year for Bama, though, it would seem. Anything else in college hoops?
I like Texas Tech -5.5. I think that Arkansas has gotten a really good draw for the way they play. I think that this team is very good defensively, has enough talent to kind of win games against, you know, mediocre offensive teams offensively. That's what you get when, you know, you have Calipari bringing in five-star recruits. But I think that playing against Kansas, you know, a team that was struggling, playing against St. John's, a team that was really terrible offensively, is going to be very different than playing Texas Tech, who is just an unbelievable three-point shooting team, has an incredible athlete in JT Toppin, and is just very, very well coached. I think that this team is very good on both ends of the floor. I think it looks like Chance McMillan is going to be playing in this game. If he does, I think that Texas Tech wins this one pretty easily.
Your Final Four is still intact, Zach. Remind us.
Honestly, I have so many brackets that I don't know. I think it is, because I have Houston, Duke, Texas Tech, and Michigan State.
Oh,
so, yes, okay. I am alive with my Final Four. I wouldn't say I feel great about how it's going to go, but I do have Houston to win the tournament.
Houston to win the tournament. That was my next question. Okay. Yeah, we'll see. And we'll see if Tom Izzo had a great rant yesterday. Do you see this 4 minutes worth of him going off on the transfer portal while acting like he didn't want to talk about the transfer portal? But he was great. We'll see if they can exceed their seed, which would buck that 0-40 trend that PETA revealed that Ken Pom had put out a few years back. Thank you, Zach. Appreciate it. Good luck with all of it.
Thanks, guys.
Zach Cohen, everybody. Betting on X. We're Oppo on the Dimitrov Cerundolo man. Jason Weingarten from Under a Cloud of Smoke next on A Numbers Game.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Edge Boost. It's the first ever bank account built for bettors, ensuring all gambling transactions are approved. No usage fees, no minimums. Earn cash back rewards. 100% approval for all betting deposits. Sign up today at edgeboost.bet with promo code ANG.
ANG is an A numbers game.
Deposit $25. An Edge Boost will match the deposit. That's edgeboost.bet. Gil Alexander, Kelly Bidlin alongside, Jason Weingarten standing by. I did make a bet yesterday, and this was based on, we had the talk with Drew yesterday, and because I had brought up, even before Drew was on yesterday, right, I had brought up on the show a couple times, hey, you know, if the Thunder win out, and it was always an if, right, because now it's less of an if as the games dwindle, but when I first brought it up, I'm like, you know, I'm not saying they're going to win their last 14 games or whatever it was when I first brought it up, but if they win them all, they're going to win 70 games. It's the third best record in the history of the National Basketball Association if they do that. And then yesterday, Drew comes on. I had mentioned it a couple times. Drew comes on. He's like, yeah, I bet Daigneault, Mark Daigneault, coach of the year, 200-1 in case of that possibility. So yesterday, I'm finally like, well, I can't, like, this can't happen and me not win. So anyway, I got it at, what, 50-1 yesterday.
Oh, you bet it?
I did. We only have two shops in town that even offered it,
yeah.
Right? But here's my thing. It's a willing and able bet. The Thunder is a... The Thunder... What is the appropriate conjugation? I always hate it when it's like a singular team name. The Thunder is...
Yeah, we're not writing in the newspaper business. Just talk naturally.
The Thunder... Thank you for letting me know how I should do here with this. The Thunder, because I want to say the Thunder are, but
yeah, Thunder anyway, are.
You get the point. They're able. Are they able to win 70 games? I think they're very capable of winning 70 games. They would have to win their last 10. But are they willing? Is the fly in the ointment on this bet, right? So if they get to 68, let's say, and they have clinched the number one record in all of the NBA, because right now they're in a bit of a tussle with the Cleveland Cavaliers, right? For the best record in the entire National Basketball Association. And that would obviously determine home court for any potential final. So right now, the Thunder are, with them having 10 games left anyway, the Thunder are 60-12. The Cavaliers are 58-14. But if you get to game 68, let's say the Cavs lose at some point, let's say the Thunder, just for giggles, let's say they go 8-0. Well, they will have clinched at that point. Will it matter more to the Thunder to win 70 games at that point, or will they just say, eh, whatever, we're just going to sit all of our players and get extra rest before the postseason? It's a fly in the ointment of the bet.
I would only answer probably the latter, but only because they're so deep, Gil. Like
even when they rest players, they win.
Yes,
yes. That's the other part. That's the counter to the counter, which is even when they rest players, they still win games.
Right, like why risk Chet getting injured again before the playoffs when we're going to need him so much when we could probably still win these games anyways? Yeah.
Anyway, that's, you know, when making that bet, that's the one thing where you're like, well, they could get torpedoed on that as well.
I do think that the one of Drew's biggest points of when you're looking at Bickerstaff chasing Atkinson, it was much more of a conversation if he was the guy, the correct chaser, I think, a couple months ago. But now that the runway is so short,
yes,
because we always said, well, what if the Pistons get to like the 3 or 4 seed? You got to recognize that. And I agree with that. But now you're talking about potential history versus what the Cavs are doing. And I think that should be reflected in the odds.
Kenny Atkinson, still the prohibitive favorite, -1200. J.B. Bickerstaff, 6-1. J.J. Redick, 50-1. And Daigneault now 60-1 over at DraftKings. Hopefully we got to bet at places like that. Once we get legalized sports betting here, man, it's going to be awesome. Jason Weingarten joins us now from under a cloud of smoke in Southern Cali. Joins us courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. You can follow him on Twitter at Spreadopedia. The day before the baseball season begins in earnest. Opening day in earnest tomorrow. Jason, how you doing, man?
Pretty good. It's opening day eve. Pretty excited about that. We finally officially get the season underway. So baseball is here, and it's going to be here for a while now.
So walk us through Jason Weingarten's opening day. Like, how many bets do you typically have? Do you go light? Do you hammer it? Do you go first innings? What do you do?
Yeah, I don't go crazy. I'll have, you know, a bet or two just to have some action. But prop wise, I'll bet the first inning of the first game. because you basically have to, you know, like you can't,
what do we do otherwise, start season
and not have a bet on the first inning. But otherwise, no, I'll play whatever's, you know, worth playing, and I'll pass on whatever's worth passing on, just like any other day of the season. It's just such a long season. It's the start of a marathon here, so nothing you can really accomplish on the first day other than, you know, getting your feet wet for me. So I'll watch the games, I'll enjoy it, but not a crazy first day or a crazy first week even. You know, I really like to let everything kind of get up and running before I do anything crazy.
Yeah, there are 2,428 more Major League regular season games beyond the two that have already been played. You needn't go nuts day one, but I'm guessing you will have first inning bets. And what Jason likes to do is bet yes runs in the first inning, typically speaking, not necessarily 100% of the time, but typically speaking. Are there games tomorrow, though, that you have bet generally?
Not yet. I'm going to kind of jump into that a little bit more today. I will probably watch the Dodgers versus the Tigers. I'm excited to get this Dodgers streaming stuff going. It's now cheaper to stream the Dodgers than just park your car at a Dodgers game. So that's a big thing. It's $40 to park your car at a Dodgers game now.
What? $40.
$40. Do you believe that? They gave for $40 for you to get in the door.
My initial thought when Jason brought that up was like, are we really like complaining over $15-$20 worth of parking? But $40? That is insane. Bucks. That is insane.
Did you add any season long bets, Jason?
Well, as we were going off the air last time, I was telling you I bet a couple more futures last week. Marcelo Mayer, Rookie of the Year, is one of them. He did not break camp with the Red Sox, but it does look like he's coming for Trevor Story's shortstop job at some point this season. So I got a little bit on him, 50-1. Looks like they got three rookies in Boston that are all going to contend for Rookie of the Year if they get some playing time. But the other one I mentioned, Tomoyuki Sugano, he was 775-1 for Cy Young at Circa. I think that was incredibly high number, one of the highest numbers I've played for any award that I could recall. But I just thought a guy who has a guaranteed job at least to start the year on a relatively good team, the Baltimore Orioles. You know, he was the MVP in Japan last season, so I don't know. I mean, at least he's got some sort of pedigree going. He's 35. It's not like they're going to limit his innings. He's you know, it's time to pitch. So Sugano, he had a pretty good spring too. I just thought 775-1 was a bit high. I know it's down to the 300s now, but that's still an interesting bet. It's
can I ask you a personal question? How much they let you put down on 775-1?
Oh, I mean, not much. You can still bet a couple $100 yeah. Circa. You know, if you want more, you could ask for more. I had to have a friend go and bet it because, you know, I can't bet at Circa from California, unfortunately.
Yeah. I know, because when I was at 1,000-1 on Holstein to win the Heisman, it was like, yeah, a few $100, but they're not going to be on the hook for $1 million, let's say, you know, yeah, for a bet like that. Okay. And then beyond baseball, what are you betting these days?
Well, I don't know. How much did you enjoy the first weekend of college basketball? Was it profitable for you?
No, it was not profitable. No, for me. I had a really bad Friday, I think it was. Yeah.
Wasn't great for me. I don't think Friday was much good for me. Saturday and Sunday were slightly better than Thursday and Friday, but yeah, that kind of soured me a bit to betting this tournament more. You know, I'll still bet some stuff, but definitely kind of messed myself up a little bit going into baseball season with betting some of this basketball this week. So I'm probably mostly going to be focused on the baseball here. Just baseball, honestly, for me. I bet one NBA game yesterday. I don't think I'm going to bet much basketball this week.
By the way, the Thursday Friday thing with the NCAA tournament, I think I speak for most people had a really good day Thursday. which I did as well. Most people had not such a good day on Friday, which I'm in that group as well. I went to pick up some money from my bets at Virgin. I don't know if you had this, if you knew this, Jason, that there was a promotion at Virgin, no juice, Thursday and Friday of the NCAA tournament. And I started talking to them, and they said that that was their whole experience, that Thursday the bettors won, Friday the bettors did not. The upside of that is, because we thought they'll never do this again, the upside of that happening is that they're going to do this again at some point, because they ended up winning all their losses back on Friday as a book.
Was it just the first weekend?
Just the first 2 days.
First 2 days.
Wasn't even a weekend. Jason, thank you, man. Enjoy baseball tomorrow.
Thanks for having me. Baseball's here. Can't wait to get everything underway.
Jason Weingarten, everybody. Courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the show, and we will recap all the bets. And Borchardt had a bunch of them. Those are next, right here on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase of 16 weeks, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin. And most of those people maintained skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILLY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
On November 5th, 2018, at 6:33 a.m., a red Volkswagen Golf was found abandoned in a ditch out in Sleep Hole Valley. The driver's seat door was open. No traces of footsteps leaving the vehicle. No belongings were found, except for a cassette tape lodged in the player. On that tape were 10 vile...
No!
Grotesque...
Oh my God. Oh my God!
Horrific stories that to this day have been kept restricted from the public. Until now. You feeling this too? A horror anthology podcast. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Julie Stewart Banks. I'm doing a new podcast from iHeart Podcasts and the National Hockey League, and I'm paired up with one of my favorite players, the always quotable Nate Thompson.
I wore 9-inch sweaters, and I have story after story to share. And believe it or not, I have plenty to say, and not just about hockey.
Believe me, he does. Energy Line with Nate and JSB is the name of the podcast, and it's going to be, well, it's going to be quite the ride. We're officially line mates, Nate. We're the Energy Line.
We'll have plenty of folks join us, current players, some of my former teammates, Hall of Famers, and wait till you see some of the connections that Julie has. She has quite the Rolodex.
Okay, we'll lean into Nate's playing experience and tap into our interests away from hockey and try to do what Energy Lines are supposed to do, provide an emotional boost. How do you feel about all that, Nate?
I'm vibing, Julie. I'm ready to roll.
Listen to Energy Line with Nate and JSB on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We ready to fight? I'm ready to fight.
is that
I thought it was? Oh, this is fighting words. Okay. I'll put the hammer back.
Hi, I'm George M. Johnson, a best-selling author with the second most banned book in America. Now more than ever, we need to use our voices to fight back. And that's what we are doing on Fighting Words. We're not going to let anyone silence us.
That's the reason why they're banning books like yours, George. That's the reason why they're trying to stop the teaching of Black history, queer history, any history that challenges the whitewashed norm.
Or put us in a box.
Black people have never, ever depended on the so-called mainstream to support us. That's why we are great. We are the greatest culture makers in world history.
Listen to Fighting Words on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Back on a numbers game, live from Circa. We get tweets at Beatty the Book. Always appreciate the feedback. Scott, New York, Mets 16. Gil, any chances of getting Merrill Hodge on for quarterback / draft info? We should effort that.
Yes, that is a good call.
We should effort that.
He is not special. He is not special. There's nothing special about him.
Darnell working today.
Darnell
was
out on the trigger. Corbin, morning, guys. I'm sorry. Fast forward to week 10 when the Giants are 3-7 and playing duck, duck, goose with Wilson and Winston. And the moon ball has taken over 75% of the Giants announcers' vocabulary because the only play they have is deep to neighbors.
Get him.
I'm 100% with you, Corbin. Gambaloo thanking Larry for the shout out earlier that we gave him. Jacket of Prius 2.0. Yo. Getting back to early cash out combo from yesterday. FanDuel offering me 500% ROI on that Arkansas future at 100-1 to win the title. He said, forget that. It's not what he meant by the F that he put in there, but he said, forget that.
We play for keeps.
# we play for keeps. Brian Morian, and I think Jason's getting a deal at Dodger Stadium. It's $60 to park at a gas station near Fenway for events. And what was Todd saying about at Acrisure and Pittsburgh for Steelers games? Like $100 or something?
Really?
Some of those? I thought that's what he said. He says it in his Yinzer accent, so I can never understand if he's really telling the truth.
I mean, I guess that one, that would be the one I'm most surprised about of all the ones we just heard, but I don't know what the layout of downtown Pittsburgh is really like.
You want to tell your story finally?
Yeah, sure. How did it first come up?
I don't know. We were talking off air. Oh, because I mentioned Tiger Woods.
Tiger has a
new girlfriend. Her last name is Trump.
Who is the ex of Donald Trump Jr., okay?
Which then led to you.
So then I was telling you, it's all allegedly because I don't really know what's right. And a lot of this was happening during the election cycle. So a girl that I used to go to high school with in South Florida is now allegedly dating Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah.
I don't really know, but I'm just going to get to the punchline. My favorite story about this girl who I went to high school is, beautiful girl, very nice family. She has a twin sister as well. Very nice family. But I was sitting in an economics class one day with her, and I don't know exactly what we were talking about, but, you know, you'll pick up on it when I get here. She raised her hand, had a question for the teacher. Teacher called on her, and she goes, so where exactly is the black market? Which then I laughed so hard, Gil, I fell out of my chair. The teacher knew me well enough. I was like, I gotta go. Like, I'll go to the principal's office. I'm good. Like, I'll go.
Good enough for old DJT Jr. though. Let's go to our best bets. Our best bets just down the street. Take a left to the right. You'll find it there. Our best bets for the day, courtesy of GBank, the official bank of VSiN. I'm on Francisco Cerundolo. +102 versus Grigor Dimitrov. Cerundolo, once known as a clay court specialist. He ain't that, man. We have bet on him successfully in the past. I like him at plus money here against Dimitrov.
Francisco
Cerundolo. I've got Michigan at a worse number than it is, than exists now, versus Auburn. I got him at +7.5 in the Sweet 16. They're +9 now. And I did make a bet on Mark Daigneault to win Coach of the Year in the NBA at 50-1. Hoping against hope. That the Thunder, by the way, I don't know what that means, hoping against hope, that the Thunder will win 70 games, and then voters will be like, wait a minute, we can't not give it to him. They won 70, for God's sakes. They have to have it for God's sakes. Kelly Bidlin, what do you have?
Oh, yeah, I got two in the NBA tonight, Clippers and the Pacers. Both of these overnights, one of the overnights I got right, the other one I got wrong. Clippers, I bet Moneyline -130. They are out to 3.5-point favorites on the road against the Knicks. Tonight, Knicks off back-to-back. We love how the Clippers have been playing recently. If you're looking at this game now, I would wait for James Harden information. He is questionable with a foot injury. I'm thinking he goes, but if you're betting into it now, I'd be waiting for that information. Pacers host the Lakers tonight. I don't get this line. I know LeBron's back in the lineup, and you've got a fully healthy Lakers squad here, but I have these teams rated about evenly. So this is a little bit of wrong team favorite, in my opinion. Lakers are a 1.5-point road favorite in Indiana tonight. I thought that was a little off. So I bet them on the open at -120. I bet them again at +105 this morning. That's where the current number is pretty much at. So like them. And then my one college basketball bet, Florida from earlier in the week, go bet that on the opener.
I just added it.
You did? Yeah. I think I'm going to bet Bama too. Matt Cox talking about that one earlier. I think I'll be in on that one.
No. By the way, just put black market into your navigation system. It'll direct you there. You'll get there.
So funny, man.
Matty Cox, he's on Bama. He's on the Crimson Tide -5 versus BYU. He's on Michigan +9. He got the best of it versus Auburn in the Sweet 16. And then, ladies and gentlemen, Mark Borchardt.
Sunny, sunny, sunny. Can't you see the pitches you throw hypnotize teams? And I just love your strikeout rate. I guess I'm going to bet on you and going to get paid.
Boom. Gotta add the boom at the end. He's on the Giants-Orioles moneyline parlay tomorrow, opening day, Major League Baseball. Black and orange. Black and orange.
That was for you, Gil.
Plus 264. My boyhood team, and then the team that I loved as an adult. Moving to the West Coast. Mark Borchardt. In addition, though, season longs, Diamondbacks every which way. D-backs to make the playoffs is his favorite. If you had to bet one, he said minus 130. Diamondbacks, NL number one seed, 18 to 1. Oh, I thought he said 16 to 1. 18 to 1. Diamondbacks, best regular season record, 25 to 1. That includes all the AL teams, obviously. Torey Lovullo to win manager of the year, 11 to 1. And then Corbin Burns, most wins, 16 to 1. Man.
Mark might have got, he might have said 16 to 1. It's 18 at DraftKings, though, right now. So okay. I plugged that in there.
There you go. So Borchardt all over the place. Plus, he added Twins Guardians exacta in the AL Central, 1-2 finish. Plus 760, and the Twins over 84.5 wins. Then there are the individual stuff. Borchardt, I thought we were slow playing it, but he laid out a bunch of bets for us.
Yeah,
today.
He did, yeah.
Aaron Judge, regular season home run leader, plus 360. He said he ran a bunch of simulations. Even with Judge hurt, Judge comes out on top enough to make that bet. Matt Olson, though, these are all bucket bets where he sort of staggers his units. Also in that bucket of regular season home run leader bets, he's got Matt Olson at 30 to 1, Mike Trout at 50 to 1, Tyler O'Neill at 55 to 1, and Ketel Marte at 100 to 1. And then Cy Young from Borchardt. Oh, we didn't do the Cy Youngs for Borchardt. Oh, well, we'll do those another time. He also did that. Yeah. Zach Cohen, part of the Zach and Crack comedy duo, but Zach came a day earlier. Parlay tonight in the NBA, the Pacers alt spread plus 7.5 versus the Lakers, along with the Suns alt plus 10.5 versus the Celtics.
Yeah, what he's doing with these recently, Gil, so like MGM, Caesars, a couple of these books will let you kind of toggle spreads, right? So that he's toggling up numbers, moving numbers, and then parlaying them.
In tennis, we're Oppo. He's on Dimitrov versus Cerundolo at minus 118. So Zach and I going head-to-head on that. He is on Emma Raducanu, the resurgent Emma Raducanu, plus 1.5 sets versus Jesse Pegula. So Raducanu's got to win one set in the best of three against Pegula. Same for Artur Fis against Sasha Zverev. He's got Fis plus 1.5 sets at minus 120. Sweet 16, he's on the BYU Bama over 175 like Will Hill. He's like high, but not high enough. And then he's on Texas Tech laying the wood against Arkansas, -5.5. He's got Texas Tech in his final four. As always, the best bets brought to you by GBank, the official bank of VSiN, the sports betting network. GBank upping the ante with up to a $750 bonus for new GBank Visa Signature Card customers. First, new customers who spend $1,000 on eligible purchases within 90 days from account opening receive a $250 bonus. In addition, if you spend $50,000 on gaming and sports app loads within the 30 days of account opening, you'll receive another $500 bonus. That's potentially a $750 bonus. Apply now at VSiN.com/GBank. That's VSiN.com/GBank. Subject credit approval, terms and conditions apply. Tomorrow, opening day baseball.
Big day.
Sweet 16. You got your little golf tournament in Houston going on. Got the business end of the tournament in Miami continuing. What is your sports viewing? Give us the pie chart of your sports viewing allotment tomorrow.
You also have the, oh no, wait, that's Friday. Man, I killed the joke.
What was Friday?
Hornets and Raptors.
yeah.
Look, I mean, what will take up the most amount of time? College basketball, it still will. I'm going to watch.
Yeah.
Those chunk of games will probably last longer than.
Correct.
Than me actually paying attention to golf. Golf might be on a TV for longer, but me paying attention, it will last longer. So probably go, college basketball, golf, NBA, MLB. I love opening day. But like in the back of my mind, especially when I'm betting on things like NBA and the golf, I got a lot of baseball games I can catch during the summer.
College basketball, number one for sure. Because again, we started the very first thing I said this week was it's still, despite all its warts, right? Despite transfer portal and all this, and who knows, maybe this will not be as upsetty in the years, you know, moving forward. Maybe it's going to be more chalk. It's still the greatest event. We still love it. College basketball, one. baseball too, because when you have first to 10 wins or a March April bet, you are locked in from day one. And I'm locked in with both the Twins and the Mets.
I'll quote the great Matt Brown, probably I heard yesterday, say this as well. It's pretty much the only day you get of the season where you're guaranteed to see every ace in action.
That's right.
So that's, you know, it is awesome.
Aces abound.
Mm-hmm.
Someone has to explain to me why in the VSiN standings and the VSiN bracket challenge, some people are in blue and others are not.
Someone please explain it to Gil, because he's asked me four times.
Kelly has not answered me four times. He does not have the answers. You don't have all the answers, Sway. Money Moves with Stormy next. Enjoy from VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Eczema isn't always obvious, but it's real. And so is the relief from Ebglyss. After an initial dosing phase of 16 weeks, about 4 in 10 people taking Ebglyss achieved itch relief and clear or almost clear skin. And most of those people maintained skin that's still more clear at 1 year with monthly dosing.
Ebglyss, lebrikizumab, LBKZ, a 250 milligram per 2 milliliter injection, is a prescription medicine used to treat adults and children 12 years of age and older who weigh at least 88 pounds or 40 kilograms with moderate to severe eczema, also called atopic dermatitis, that is not well controlled with prescription therapies used on the skin or topicals, or who cannot use topical therapies. Ebglyss can be used with or without topical corticosteroids. Don't use if you're allergic to Ebglyss. Allergic reactions can occur that can be severe. Eye problems can occur. Tell your doctor if you have new or worsening eye problems. You should not receive a live vaccine when treated with Ebglyss. Before starting Ebglyss, tell your doctor if you have a parasitic infection.
Searching for real relief? Ask your doctor about Ebglyss and visit ebglyss.lilly.com or call 1-800-LILY-RX or 1-800-545-5979.
This is Nikki Glaser from the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Have you guys seen this new commercial from Stand Up to All Hate? It's basically Snoop Dogg and Tom Brady going back and forth with reasons that they hate each other. But then when you really listen to them, the reasons for the hate are just so stupid. I don't know. This commercial really got me. It's a strong reminder that hate in our country continues to be out of control. So join us at iHeart in standing up to it. If you see hate, speak up, call it out. Your voice is a powerful tool in this fight. You can learn more by following at What's Up With Hate.
What's up, everyone? Julie Stewart Binks here, along with former NHL player Nate Thompson.
We're doing a new podcast together. Here we go.
The name? Energy Line with Nate and JSB.
Each week, we'll get together and talk about hockey, life, all topics are fair game, right?
Exactly. And you'll never know who will drop by to join us.
Julie is pretty well connected. She has text threads going that you wouldn't believe.
Listen to Energy Line with Nate and JSB on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Mel Reed, LPGA Tour winner and six-time Ladies European Tour winner.
And Kira K. Dixon, NBC Sports reporter and host.
And we've got a new podcast, Quiet Please, with Mel
and Kira. We are bringing you spicy takes on sports and pop culture, some interviews with incredible people who have figured out how to make golf their superpower.
An iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment. You can find us on iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by Elf Beauty, founding partner of iHeart Women's Sports.